This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, it's after hours.
I love it.
And it's really just the three of us at this point.
Okay.
It's me and John.
Laricat.
McCain.
Oh.
And Bob.
Dole.
Oh.
And we are inventing mocktails. And basically,
after hours,
nothing
mocktails.
Is off limits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Juice.
Because everybody's gone home, nothing is off limits. Juice,
soda,
different nectars, and we're at this point willing to mix in even like bitters and tonic and bitters with juice and soda.
Mm. A mocktail is kind of like a suicide, basically, a camp.
Well, it is.
Or it can be.
It is, but don't say that to Bob Dole. Because to him, there's a true artistry to it.
Uh-huh.
And those wild kids who just want to mix all the sodas, you know, it's like, I guess the way that Bob phrased it was it's the difference between a master painter blending mm-hmm. that perfect color to match the autumnal sky.
Yeah.
And a finger painter just mushing them all together till it's brown.
Now, when
brown
was this?
Brown is the autumnal sky.
When was this?
This was had to be more than a week ago.
More than a week ago? Is it less than? Just so we can find a range.
Yeah. Less than, well, it had to be less than 100 years ago because I'm not even 100 years old.
Okay.
So it was somewhere in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But man, did we cut loose. And the funnest part, Hayes, is coming up with the names of some of these things.
Okay. And are they like plays on the names of like other cocktails? Like a Tom Collins, you say, okay, this is a Mom Collins instead. Because this is something for Bob.
Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah, yeah. And so instead of like a Harvey Wallbanger,
yeah.
We were like, this is a Harvey Wall poster. Because you're not banging anything.
Yes, instead of banging.
You're just really just putting up a nice poster.
Okay.
So we did do some of those, but also we would try to invoke the some of the flavor.
And not a beer, it's what's for dinner poster. Remember that poster, like that guy that's like, beer, it's what's for dinner.
Oh, and the same exact guy, Hayes, people don't realize, also was telling us beer helping ugly people have sex for over 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same guy
and
selling you both beers.
He was talking about weed sometimes, too.
I never saw that, thank God. But, the mocktails would try to invoke a little bit of the flavor. We'd say, oh, this one's the spicy caballero.
Wow.
You know?
Is that okay for the three of you to be making mocktails and calling it the spicy caballero? And maybe it was a different time. It could have been 90 years ago.
Let me ask, is that okay? If the flavors are, it's got a tamale blended up. It's got hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
Paprika.
Paprika. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Habanero. Jalapeno. And pizza sauce. Is that anything other than a spicy caballero? In your mind.
It would actually, I think, be offensive to call it something else.
That is where I wonder where the lines are with some of this new PC culture. And I'm learning on my feet like a lot of us. I am learning on my feet as I go. So I don't want to be out of bounds. I'm educate me. Why can't I call it a spicy caballero? That's what it tastes
I'd
like.
I'd love to bring in Darcy for this. I mean, it's a little, I haven't even said the name of the show, but I think this is, and I know Darcy's like so excited to get in.
I've seen her itching. She's leaned into the mic a couple times, opened her mouth, keeps putting her finger up to shush me. So let's hear it. Darcy, where is the line these days?
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Wow.
Gosh, it's hard for all of us. And I appreciate that you, you know, say it. Right? Because I feel like so many people are afraid of saying
they don't want to admit.
They don't want to admit.
I've always been woke.
We were born woke. Yeah, guess what?
Or like when they have a question, they're like scared to ask a question because they'll like get yelled at.
Right. Yeah.
I want to like, for
Can
example,
I say spicy caballero?
I want to know what's on Devin's t-shirt under his shirt. But I'm scared because it's like a green color t-shirt. Right. And doesn't it seem like, don't show me, but doesn't it seem like on that t-shirt is like something like.
It's going to be like really
something
kind
of kind of crazy just from the color of the t-shirt.
It's not the color of t-shirt that a traditional brand would make,
right?
And so we know that he's gone off the grid to acquire this t-shirt.
Yes.
Spencer's Gifts,
something like that,
something dark.
Mm-hmm. Some of the underground shit that he's into, and he ain't looking to show us either.
No. But anyway, I appreciate that, and I know I've had such a hard time with it too. It's a new world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
Mm. Well, we were doing comedy back in the underground.
Oh, remember that? Disgusting.
Wow, disgusting. The most offensive and disgusting
we liked
shit
it
we could imagine. We loved it.
We
were slurping up.
I would sniff it.
Oh, I would sniff it and I would rub it all over.
Oh my God, I would bathe in it. I'd eat it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a damn midnight snack.
And we were up until midnight.
Oh yeah. We were
that
literally
was, we would
up.
Actually have a real midnight snack at midnight because we'd be awake.
Because our
bedtime
bodies
was midnight 15 every night of the week. I mean, snack at midnight and then right to bed, brush your teeth, and then bed.
Yeah. Because you were eating
all this
slime and grime.
Nastiest.
You really had to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But you brush with a freaking toilet brush.
Yeah, you brush with a toilet brush. Thank God there was even a toilet brush.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're brushing with your freaking finger.
Yeah, using your finger and then using, guess what, for toothpaste. Just more grime. And it was insane. So I'm learning on my feet like everybody else.
Good for you, honestly.
It is Hollywood Handbook.
Yes. Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lined Back Hallways of This Industry We Call Showbiz.
Darcy, you're a fan of the show. Talk about some of your favorite episodes.
I love a Joe Wangert episode.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Live.
I love a Joe Wangert episode as well. Yeah. He's done a few.
I love three or four episodes
that he did.
Yeah.
One of them was magnifique.
I can remember a specific Ben Rogers episode.
Sure. A part of one.
It was like a bit.
Yeah. In the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle, right?
Yeah. I think it was one of the commercials.
Took a while to find it. We found it.
It's a bell curve Ben.
Bell curve Ben.
Right?
Bell curve Benny.
Bell curve
Beautiful.
Benny.
Yeah. So you guys, I love reliving this stuff with a true diehard fan.
Oh, I remember a Jen Statsky episode that I love.
Okay.
Trouble. Okay, now we're getting into trouble.
Now we're getting into risky territory, hot water.
And she did only do it the one
That's
time.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scheduling conflict the rest of the time. We tried to get her on our basketball podcast, hashtag a flagrant one.
Yes. Oh, but she's very excited to do it, but not that this time or that time or any other time.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Yes.
What's she waiting for? Statsky, hit him up.
Thank you. That's part
hit
of why
with
we wanted
pointer.
You. That's,
I guess I
wow.
should be
yes.
Okay. And now we found out another secret
hit
talent.
Hit him with a jump shot and a pick and roll, baby.
Okay. And she's naming every kind of thing in the
You
game.
Hit the jump shot and
Mitch
then you
Richmond.
Go right into the pick and roll. Yes.
Mitch Richmond. Hall of Famer.
She's calling
Mitch Richmond.
Her shot.
Damn, dude. Hit him with the jump shot and the pick and roll. So,
Darcy Barden.
Yep.
Darcy.
You did the show the other time.
Yeah, the other time.
What did we do? Who cares?
I do.
Stupid.
It's on my reel.
You have our podcast on your reel. What do you have is like the still image?
Yeah.
It's a picture of you guys.
Okay.
It's like a picture just of I took it from one of your Instagrams, just of you guys at like a barbecue.
Okay.
Wow.
What were you eating? Hot dogs?
Well, not you.
Yep.
Mr. Vegan.
You caught me. I've decided today to go vegan.
And that was retroactive.
Mm-hmm. And I'm scrubbing from the internet any record of me eating that nasty meat.
Yeah.
And again, I'm learning on my feet like everybody else.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was supposed to be vegan back then when I was at the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
How could you?
We were all doing it.
It was grimy.
It was the 90s. We were grimy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I was taking a meat bath. Now, you're on this fucking show.
Grilling hot dogs on the floor of the shower.
Hang on. I'm talking.
Oh, shit.
You're on this fucking show. Okay, it's The Good Place.
Yeah.
A little pretentious.
The name or just the whole thing?
The name.
Yeah.
But essentially what I want to know is, are you willing to let us help you fix this thing?
And we're like, you know, I love starting out the show like laughing and right. talking about like old times and stuff. Right. But I do want to acknowledge kind of the seriousness of the problem here.
Yeah.
We only have a little bit of time.
Right.
And I believe you're going into possibly the final season.
Oh, well, I hope not, but maybe.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
You hope that doesn't even happen.
You hope they don't even do one more. Well, then you're going to love because we have some ideas to change it.
Okay.
Because we don't have much time.
Right.
Do you, just like as we're getting into this, do you have any sense? It would be helpful for us for you if you know why the show has been kept on television.
Well, I mean, I think it has found like, you know, an audience. Maybe it's not for everyone. Mm.
Okay. You think that.
I think it feels like, you know, there's so many people in the frickin' world, right?
Okay.
Who told you that?
I guess it's something I feel like people know.
I mean, I've heard it too, but what, right. like, what who proof? Are we talking
yeah,
about here?
I've been using this as part of like some of my pitches, like going out for TV and stuff. It's like, there's so many people in the
somebody
world.
Somebody gonna watch this.
Someone gonna watch this. It kind of feels like someone gonna watch this.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I've tried that.
But nah.
Did not. But nah. It'd be nice of me to take it easy on ya. But nah.
That's what the executives say.
They sing.
They start going into this whole thing. They do the finger wave.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then they tell him that they're sorry to like get his hopes up, and then they say that they're not sorry.
Damn. It is brutal.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean it's hard because I do feel like some people are into it, but maybe it's not for everybody. So then it's like
my suggestion would be great. We have this audience. That's step one. Now let's give them something to watch. So some of our ideas are like, first of all, The Good Place, you don't feel like that's a little bit like, come on.
Like on the nose or?
Well, here's what I notice when I'm seeing it.
Okay.
It looks expensive as hell because you're all over the place.
Sure.
I don't know how many cameras they're using.
Shooting in heaven.
Yeah.
And it's in, yes, you're
three,
filming in heaven.
Three cameras.
On location in heaven, or is it? It's not. So then beyond that, also, it's like, they're moving around all the time. Uh-huh. What I'm thinking is we call it the food place.
Okay.
We set up in a food for less.
Oh, like a store?
Have you seen Superstore?
I have.
How's that?
Well, it's critically acclaimed.
Whoa.
Would we like some of that?
Yeah.
On the food place?
I think.
Do we? And just to like make it more gradual, do you pronounce it the food place?
Oh.
So it does like kind of rhyme.
Ease people in.
Yes.
Okay, so
then you just kind of are out there pronouncing food. And then.
But like all over the map with food, right?
Yes. Not just for every time you're saying food, you say yes.
Yeah,
you
I
say
think
it like that. And then gradually, given the platform that you have, other people start saying food.
Yeah.
And then we're just sort of easing our way into this name change, which can be very shocking for people.
And what I've noticed when I'm at the Food for Less is they got cameras in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Uh-huh.
In the corners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And they get a pretty decent angle. We'd maybe want to get one more, maybe take our phone and do one trick shot through the shelves.
And it's like everybody has one.
Well, yeah. The yes. characters now would be on their phones a lot.
Right.
And then we can just cut to that POV.
Right. So would it still be like, I mean, would like Kristen Bell be in it and Ted Danson? And like, would it be the same cast or?
Okay. So you, it sounds like you are circling the same area that we are, which is potentially cutting out some of the dead weight on the show. Right? Just what I'm getting. Oh, like, would these people still be there? It's fine with me. Fine with me if they are. Well, but
again, you know. They seem expensive to me.
Oh, right.
And you're not necessarily getting the return on investment when some of these people I've seen at the Food for Less don't want any. Sorry. Some of these people I've seen around there when I've been hanging out don't look anything like Ted Danson or Kristen Bell.
Like at a Food for Less.
Yeah.
Right. Uglier.
Well, it's not for me to say. I mean, beauty is... Look, I'm learning on my feet
everybody. Sure.
Beauty is subjective.
It is. I mean...
That's good.
Yeah, it is. I guess it is. Like one man's...
Trash
is another man's treasure.
Right. And yes, totally. And someone who like is ugly could actually be like very hot.
I guess. Yeah. It's like to us, we're like,
if somebody's
yikes.
Fucked up looking. Sometimes what that really means is like, wow, that's making somebody horny. And let's say it, you know,
Even everybody,
if once you just kind of tell them.
Yes. If you say it, then it's like, well, I guess I am horny about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've looked at people before that I had initially thought were fucked up looking. And when I heard everybody was horny for them, it made me really reconsider.
I've totally been there. Yeah. That's a crazy feeling, right?
Oh,
you're like
being horny.
And
oh,
then you're like,
yes.
Hold on.
Yeah. It's out of control. So basically, we've got some stuff covered. I also think that the ideas that are talked about in The Good Place in terms of morality, philosophy, religion, the afterlife.
Right.
Is that as relatable as cereal, peanut butter, hot dog and hamburger? Not for me, but for somebody.
Yeah. Meatball.
Right?
Right. Okay. Because
chicken. Biscuit mix.
Mm-hmm. Right. Chicken lunch.
Chicken lunch.
Chicken lunch, yeah.
See, I mean, but this is like,
and it's a comedy.
We sit in these like ivory towers.
Totally.
And we're talking about books.
Right.
And school.
Not everybody's reading books, but everybody's eating chicken lunch.
Yes.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying. Right, I know. I guess I was so excited to just have like a good acting job on a good, what I thought was a good show, that I was just wrapped up in this like world. And now I'm like, what?
But maybe you're blowing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Should I? Okay. Well, here's my question is, what do I do? Do I march into the writer's room? Do I talk to Mike Schur? Like, how do I change this? Because I feel like I'm just like an actor. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Is that how they treat you?
Kind of. They're like,
I hate hearing that.
Yeah.
I hate hearing that.
And they made you play every part for one episode and you had to just do it.
Yeah. I like got the script and I was like, I guess I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
Because everyone else is like tired,
busy, or is this?
It was the summer.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah, it was
or
like maybe.
Oh, summer! They all went
to
the beach.
Vacation on the beach.
It was a weird week because like nobody posted any Instagrams or something. So I'm like, oh, did they have like a don't post this type of week where they like all went on vacation together?
Secret hashtag.
Right.
Speaking of weird week,
yeah,
this show's coming out what once a week?
Yeah. Oh, this one?
Yeah.
No, Food Place or this?
Well,
this
one. Yours is this one.
Okay, wait, which one do you mean?
The original Food Place.
Okay.
Good Place.
Okay.
That's doing what? Every week?
Or is that the Good Place?
Is that the transition we need?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
soften
like
them up.
A season of Good Place. And
a
then,
season of Good Place.
And then switch it on over to Food Place.
And then Food Place, yeah.
So we need two more seasons.
We're going to need a little bit of runway to execute the change and get us into a show that the people can actually enjoy.
So yeah, it was coming out once a week. It is. I mean, when it's on.
Yeah. But you prefer, you're saying, as an actor, to kind of like keep your blinders on. It's really much the way that you're wearing a winter hat over your ears and then headphones over that.
Well, this is a great joke, but the fucking viewers don't know what you're talking. Listeners can't see me, can they now, Hayes?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
First of all, wait
till Kevin gets in here.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He just picked
Okay. He's going to get so many pictures And then the fucking viewers, as you call them.
I know.
Jeez.
And Darcy said
the language.
Delete that.
Darcy said that she didn't want to take her winter hat off, but I did. She was adjusting it. I did sort of see that there's no hair under the hat. The hair starts at basically it's all sideburn. What we're looking at.
Well, and it's not just that, because that would be one thing. I don't even think we'd bring it up if what was under there was like a scalp.
Sure.
But in fact, it's sort of like a spiky ball.
Yeah, that's what
like
I say.
Like a translucent spiky ball. And there's a glow coming out of it.
I feel like this is so fucked up of you guys.
I'm just saying what I saw.
Off mic, I was like, is it cool if I keep on my hat? And I know you could tell that I had
I insist that you keep it on, because the glowing spiky ball... I could hear it, but like I knew it wasn't making any noise. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It was inside me in some way.
Okay. But far away at the same time.
Oh,
right.
As was I. So that to me, please keep the hat on, you know, but we should discuss it, because this is either something medical or this is maybe something for the food place to deal with.
And something exciting happened. We can talk about it. Darcy pointed me. She was really impressed. I tipped my drink all the way over, but I caught it just before it landed.
It was masterful and like superhero-like.
Yeah.
It's almost the opposite of what I did a couple weeks ago.
Which was? Go into it.
Spilled all over myself. The opposite.
Okay, do you guys want some real Hollywood? This is Hollywood Handbook, right?
I think so. I mean, we've been thinking about changing it.
To the food place.
Holly food. And food.
Yeah, Holly food hand.
Holly food and
just
food.
Like empanadas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, what, you got some juice?
Well, the juice is that, do you want to know why I'm wearing this hat for real?
Oh, no. I want to know how I got this hat. Yeah.
Okay. I was shooting something the other day.
Oh, no. With a gun?
No, more with cameras. Okay. No guns at all. And a lot of times when women are on camera, they have so many extensions on their head. Do you know this?
Okay.
Fake hair after
a head extension.
A head of extension. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the head.
The head, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, a head extension? No, like
hair.
Yeah,
head extension.
Yeah, yeah. No more like hair.
From Liquid
the
Television.
MTV where he had an alien that lived inside his head. His head was extended up to make room for the alien that would come out.
Right, so there's that, but then there's also like hair extensions that clip in.
Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, I had a head full of extensions. Not a head extension, but hair extensions. At the end of the thing, the guy takes all the extensions out. I'm feeling great. I go home. I go to bed. I wake up in the morning and I touch my hair. And there's some extensions glued in that I didn't know about.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Ooh, the glued place.
The glued.
But if we did make it that, we've already got a story.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's more relatable than.
So he just. So this guy, you think, kind of. Just had notes on your head, basically, just made little tweaks that he decided to be permanent.
You made an executive decision. Yeah. This guy sees a lot of hair.
Right. That's his job. So I kind of am like, I get it.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how to like brush my hair with it.
So they are still in there.
Yeah, I could show you.
Oh my God, we'll be seeing this live on the podcast first.
No, not
time.
On the podcast.
Winter
we'll
hat
after.
Off. No, but we'll see it and freaking, and we'll have to react in real time to the hairs.
Okay, this will be.
She's doing it.
I'm taking my hat off. Okay. You can't really tell, can you?
No, it looks great.
Yeah. It's fine, yeah.
All right, well, that's it. All right, that's it.
Keep it.
Whoa. Okay, so keep the hat off?
No, keep the... Yeah.
No, put the hat back on, please. Okay.
Wait.
But keep your fake head.
Wait, do I look normal?
Or are now, you like, yeah.
But I guess the problem is that it looks like I haven't brushed my hair in a couple days, right?
There's a pretty defined separation.
Right here?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have noticed it if you had said anything.
If I didn't make a big deal about
it? Now, of course, it's all I see.
But you don't want to seem like one of those like brushing like tryhards, you know?
Right.
Those guys that are always brushing their hair.
Oh God, it's like we get it.
Yeah. So you want to seem like the you are doing other stuff. Right.
Like,
you know?
Yeah.
When in reality, yes, of course we're all brushing.
Yeah, we all brush our freaking hair.
Yeah, we brush our hair, but we do it alone.
Exactly.
In secret.
Right.
We go in the basement and we brush our hair for an hour or two at 4 a.m. Then we go back, pretend to be asleep. Then when our wife wakes up, we go like, oh, I just woke up too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Funny. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so
Kevin
honestly,
almost stepped on my dog just now. Please be very careful of my
Kevin.
Dog. He's very sweet.
Kevin?
Yes.
Can you apologize to Sean?
Sorry, Sean. Sorry, Bosch.
And can you apologize? Yes, to Bosch. Yes, thank you.
And Kevin and Devin are wearing the same shirt today.
Ugh. Whoa. Yeah. And are you wearing a Spencer's gift shirt underneath or no?
No.
Oh. What's on your t-shirt, Kevin?
Solid gray.
Solid
gray. Fitting.
Okay, so we figure. Okay, so we're over my hair, right, guys?
Yes. Casting stuff. Do we want to get into?
Let's talk
more
about it. Max Greenfield, Beth Baer, Cedric the Entertainer. Let's get these motherfuckers in the foot place.
Okay. Oh, wait. Is that okay? So on, just take a whole nother show and bring them on.
Well, not the whole thing.
The
I don't know if we need everybody.
Do we take them from the neighborhood? Bring them over to the good place, the foot place. Do we, and let's talk about, who are, you know, like, let's talk about the Expendables on the show now. Okay. Who are we, who's kind of on the chopping block for you?
It feels like, to me, it feels like we're such a group, you know, like an ensemble. It would be hard to take any one, you know, that's, it's hard for me to see.
So you want to get everybody. don't want to take any one person. You basically want to mow down the entire.
I love that. Yes, like they'd be so sad if just one of them.
We already
were
know
gone.
You can play them all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which that's very, you know, not too subtle to be like, hey, I think these guys are pretty replaceable. Yeah. I think we have one person who could basically do everything
like,
they're doing.
This is better.
Yeah.
Well,
think about that.
I don't know. That's hard. It's hard for, again, like on the inside, it's hard to see that. So that would maybe be like you guys saying it.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about our credit on the show.
Okay.
Creator.
Creator? Both of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Created by?
Were you good with that?
Creator by.
Creator by.
Creator by.
Yeah,
the Holly,
I said creator.
The Hollyfood Hanford.
I don't want to use this name of this show.
Keep it separate. Because this is like your...
This is kind of just like a jerk-off thing.
Oh, really?
Like
I thought this was like your thing.
Yeah.
It's
no, I hate
unfortunately
it.
Become a lot of my thing,
yeah,
but it is a jerk-off joke.
Okay. Because I thought this was like your whole identity almost.
I can see how that it would look like that.
From not like
if you have
doing other stuff or
yeah, from having nothing else take hold in any way. That this would seem like my primary thing.
And the income
but in fact,
from
this
it becoming
extra.
More necessary.
Right.
Becoming, yes, in fact, the way that I lived. So I see how that mistake could happen. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I'm so much more than this show.
And that's what, honestly, that's what the Foot Place could be for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ever heard of being nominated for an Emmy?
No. No, I haven't.
They won't let us hear about it. That's where they're doing like the secret Instagram thing, you know, around that
they're keeping
weekend and like nominating time. My feed just goes completely dark.
Orange,
like this thing is broken.
Orange tiles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Orange tiles.
It becomes.
It just becomes orange tiles.
For mine, it's like a home improvement screen wipe comes up.
Yeah.
So it's like a saw comes and saws a hole. out of the middle of my Instagram feed, and it just drops out
For just that whole sort of like time period.
Yeah, for like a month.
Awards.
What are you looking at in that month? You know what I mean?
I'm just waiting.
Oh.
I'm just
staring
opening it up
page,
and being like, it's
today?
Gonna come back.
Right.
I've seen because at this point I go, this has happened before.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And they have got for like the For Your Consideration billboards and stuff. Yeah. I see them every once in a while, but they have people to distract us from those when we're like driving and stuff.
So if you're driving,
they'll have a guy like jump in front of the car.
Jesus Christ.
Or karate kick the car.
Right. Have you ever injured any of those guys? Or is it they know? They're like,
no, they're like professionals. Yeah. They've been nominated for stunts.
Yeah.
They know karate.
Yeah.
John Wick's people, maybe.
Yeah, well, John Wick's people, those some actually became directors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if people knew this, but like those guys were actually doing stunts before they were directing.
Oh, wow.
The movie John Wick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is also a movie, and this is like a
whole. This is TV,
and we're talking about Emmys, which Emmys, and which I'm not allowed to know about this, but you are supposed to.
Yeah, no, I do. I just, I honestly like wasn't sure what you knew.
John Wick is not.
The John Emmys. Wick's not the Emmys.
Okay,
I'll say that almost 100%. John Wick's not the Emmys, okay. And you can absolutely quote me on that.
John from Cincinnati, the Emmys.
Okay. That's the Emmys.
Right.
John Wick, not the Emmys.
Dear John? Mm-hmm.
Dear John.
The Emmys.
The Emmys. Dear God, not the Emmys.
Mm-hmm. Dear John, I believe Jerry Burns took home the hardware for that one. ten years running, Jerry Burns had the fucking Emmys. Stacks on stacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want you guys to, you know, feel that buzz. And I think this would be...
I kind of have burrowed myself into a protective little corner where I talk about how the awards shows are meaningless and art shouldn't be a competition. So I am nervous about getting...
Tough to go back.
Even a whiff of the Emmys.
Right.
Or even the stupid Golden Globes.
Right.
If I get anywhere near that, I feel like
people will be like, okay, we've heard you say.
Yeah. And let's face it. If I do somehow accidentally end up in that
like sort of
sphere.
Yeah.
It ain't going to last.
Really?
And I will have to be retreating back to the corner of award shows are stupid. Art is not a competition again very soon.
Okay.
What happened with the Golden Globes this year? Did you get a nod this year?
We got a nod. I didn't specifically.
But you didn't specifically?
Yeah, but Kristen Bell got a nod. Okay. And
you're
show.
Pissed?
No, I was happy for her.
But the show didn't bring home the hardware?
The show? Oh, no.
So you agree that they're fake?
Yeah. Well, they're clearly fake.
Art shouldn't be a competition.
Yeah. Art shouldn't be a competition. But you know what?
Yes. Art shouldn't be a competition. And this one is fake.
Yeah.
And but, this one's so, majorly fake.
But a show that has, that I heard about for the first time when it was nominated for an Emmy one. When it was nominated for a Golden Globe. Called The Kominsky Method.
The Kominsky Method at long last.
Yeah. How, can I
Douglas
just say?
Douglas gets his due.
Do we want to, Kevin, do we want to cut out Darcy saying that she hadn't heard of the Kominsky Method before? Because it was so, it's like so embarrassing. And I was just like picturing people hearing this and being like, oh my God, Darcy hadn't even heard of the Kominsky Method.
Well, it just shows what rarefied air you're living in over with The Good Place. Because all the people, the real people.
Right. Chicken lunch types.
Chicken lunch.
Chicken lunch. What do you think they're watching while they eat chicken lunch?
Yeah, they take
old
off their
reruns.
Hard hat. They dig into a chicken lunch sitting up on that steel
old reruns
beam
of the Kominsky Method.
Yes.
And they watch the Kominsky Method.
From what season? What season?
Season 1A.
1A. That didn't even get like a full release.
It didn't?
No, I don't think so.
What happened?
1A didn't get it?
No, I think 1A was like people found it online.
And you just heard of it at the Emmys.
Golden Globes.
I don't know. They're all the same to me. They're all phony.
Yeah.
Ooh, the gold trophy.
Right.
The freaking millennials.
But then can you imagine what it would feel like to be nominated and how you would change?
Oh, gosh. Oh, it'd be so fun. I'm there.
How would you post about it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, like
probably tongue in cheek.
Yeah. The morning of.
I'm going tongue in cheek.
Like something like, oh, this will be a great new toy for Bosch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
That kind of tongue in cheek.
Oh, yeah. I remember being at a mutual friend's place and they asked me if I wanted to see their Emmy.
Ooh.
And they were like,
I have a guess.
I'm keeping it in the kitchen cabinet. I don't even know where to put this thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be in the freaking bathroom.
Oh.
No, that is great.
I thought it was going to be a freaking doorstop.
Oh, my God.
It was closed in the kitchen cabinet because it was just like, I don't even know. Where do I even put it? And honestly, I wouldn't even have seen it if they hadn't expressly offered to open the cabinet and show it to me and then also done that to multiple other people that
I
know.
Sean, just because this is a you know, this is for your ears and not your eyes. Will you just mouth the person's name to us?
I have a guess.
So let's talk about the theme song for the Food Place.
Okay.
What's the music right now
so
on
right
that
now it
show?
Do 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 do. It's very simple.
I'm just feeling it as you're doing it.
This guy named David.
Waking up.
Okay, so I'll do that again.
Yeah, I can.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
They be like Pablo. How come all the windows tinted in your Tahoe? How come you know every single bitch that I know? How come you can't shut your mouth and hit the high road? Fuck if I know. It's not Chicago. South side. That's the motto. Come on, million on a crib in every bottle. So
wow.
I think this is now starting to feel more like something the Chicken Lunch people can enjoy.
Right. But do you really think we could use that, or is that
because
like-
he says the word bitch? I had my concerns even just repeating
while
it.
You were saying it.
Uh-huh. Right? Mm-hmm. No, this is how we take it back from some of these guys who we're mad at.
Right.
We take their content
right.
and we just use it.
Right.
When we've been doing that, we've been singing some of the songs right. of these guys on the show
kind
recently.
Of
yeah.
Because we're just like, it's ours now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're stealing and it's allowed.
Yes,
you're allowed to steal from bad guys.
Again, you don't
that is
wake
what
up
Ocean's
woke,
11
you know what I mean?
Did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is
and some
11,
of these
12,
other guys.
And 13.
Yeah, they were stealing from the bad guys.
And 8.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yep. Every.
And I'm saying 8 first now.
Every con has its pros, and that is very good.
That is so true.
Very
well,
clever.
Yeah. I mean, I think we could probably talk to them about a new, you know, opening theme song. The guy, David Schwartz, who wrote it, it's pretty short, right?
Yeah. It's
there's like, a lot of room.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that you have to do so much show after
right.
the song.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you get that song beefed up a little bit.
Beef. It's food for dinner.
It's
and that is
food
becoming
for
true.
Dinner.
Chicken lunch, beef dinner every day for these guys.
Mm-hmm. Beef. I don't even want to talk about breakfast.
Oh, God.
Beef.
Beef breakfast.
It's beef breakfast.
But then think about what we used to eat for breakfast. Lunch, dinner,
yeah.
midnight snack.
Grime.
Mm-hmm. Grime. Nothing
yeah.
but grime.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, it's the truth.
It's not...
Breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner.
Did I say that?
No, Colin Farrell said it in a sex tape.
Yes.
It's a famous line from a Colin Farrell sex tape.
Was he talking about going down on the girl?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he gets in there, he looks right at the camera, and he goes, breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner.
Oh my damn God.
I may have once worked on a show where someone watched the entire video in the writer's room.
Okay, that's going to get you in
trouble.
But that was
those were the times.
We were eating grime.
Yeah. We were licking grime from the corners of the showers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wish there were showers.
And that's what I was saying before. That's how we would grill the hot dogs is we'd turn the shower on really
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, but I'm almost like, call that boiling. Why do you call it grill?
I guess we wanted to seem like it was like an outdoor
yeah.
like barbecue yeah, kind
true.
Of thing. And boiled hot dogs, yeah. not as appetizing.
Yeah. I used to eat a freaking hot dog straight out the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all
I remember
did.
That.
Yeah, I remember you chomping on that.
Out of the, and it would come out of like, you had it, so it would come out of the ice dispenser.
Yeah.
So you would put your cup, the thing.
Yeah, and it would
chopped
squeeze
up hot dog.
Out the hot dog tube. You'd get two of them at a time,
yeah.
tip the glass
yeah.
back, and then go, hot dog walrus at your service. And there'd be these two huge hot dog tusks coming down. But that was the time.
That was the time. And honestly, it's like nice to even be reminded of that because I thought that was funny as hell. And I feel like that's kind of like what started my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You
people
guys were
ever
like,
tell you
okay, this girl's different.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was freaky
yeah,
as
it was
hell.
Freaky as
and,
hell.
And just you being willing to take that risk
exactly.
of becoming a hot dog
right.
walrus, which is not necessarily the most traditionally feminine thing to do.
It's not.
Is but she in there somewhere? Is there anything left of her?
God, I wish.
Right? Yeah. She's dead.
It's like, did I murder her? Did
yeah.
you murder her? Not you, but like
the, like
men.
The people.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
people.
Men.
Yeah. I mean, I wish, but I mean, I dream of her.
Oh, okay.
I still have dreams of her, but man, she's fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's just like money, pay
yeah.
me, pay me.
Ah,
you know what
yes.
I mean? Like, give me free facials.
Let's talk about money and free facials. Hell, let's talk about glued-in hair extensions. I believe that if we get enough publicity to this Food for Less, that they'll let us dip into the register almost every episode.
Really?
Yeah, just for essentials.
Okay, like for like chicken lunch, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking...
Well, the chicken lunch is actually there.
Oh, that's true.
So yeah. I'm thinking a lot of the crew, we're just getting chicken
Wait,
lunch.
That's actually true. We don't have to worry about like Crafty or any sort of catering.
You got the rotisserie right there.
Yeah.
You didn't even need plates.
Jesus, Superstore had it all figured out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Superstore is light years ahead. Yeah. We're going to look back on that.
Except the kind of stuff they were sent, that was the only mistake. The stuff they're selling right. in the Superstore
it's
is like
foodie.
Frisbee.
Yeah. Can't eat a Frisbee, freaks.
No. Yeah. It could be a plate.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. If they had
so
food.
If we could like sort of cooperate in this way.
Yeah. Is this a cross? No. Is it a crossover thing? No.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm open to, I'm open to learning about my own show.
Right. Oh, are you being...
The creator?
No, are you being, like, sarcastic?
No.
Me? Oh, you're being serious?
Hey, look, this is
I could see how the way you said, the way he said it, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, tell me about my own show, but he really does want to
really
learn about it.
Okay. I don't have control over my tone of voice. Everybody knows that. So... Hey,
crossover,
I'm open to learning.
I keep
crossover, J crossover.
I think what could be cool is Backstrom.
Uh huh.
Wait, go on.
Coming to the show, coming to the food place.
He's a total dick.
Yes.
Backstrom?
Yes.
Okay.
He died because he was murdered by... See, this is the thing. You can take all these characters
yes.
and just be like, oh, they're in heaven.
Right. It's so easy.
Mm.
And
which is the thing that people... It's like the writer's room for The Good Place has it so fucking easy.
Yes. Oh, it's all... Every episode is just like these guys die.
It's like, okay,
everybody's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you can... like
the drama's built in.
Right.
Because
death.
Well, yeah.
Mourning people's... deaths.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
death
yeah.
can be very dramatic. The way I do it. So Backstrom can be there. And really, let's talk about what are other famous TV characters that have died.
Okay.
Right.
Brian the dog from Family Guy.
Okay. Brian the dog from Family Guy.
He's
Mr. Hooper's.
That's right. Mr.
Street.
Hooper's dead.
What I'm wondering is...
The best basketball... Like, that's why they call him that, because he... The dude could hoop.
Yes. There's a hoop. Yes, there's a hoop set up in the frozen food section.
I wish he was still alive. You could have him on your freaking podcast.
Oh,
yeah.
But he died in the 80s.
Well, this podcast is not my main thing.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Keep going. So there's a...
Well, what I wanted to say about Brian the dog is, can we do a whole story about service animals and dogs being allowed in a place that serves food?
Right.
And, you know, is he maybe an emotional support animal or something?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hooper trips on him trying to do a crazy 360 dunk. And now we're into what I like to call the story center.
Okay. And so that's just one episode.
That's just one scene.
Wow, this is going to be packed so full.
There's so many opportunities.
And that's, again, that's like what we're missing on The Good Place is like, they just, it's like, give me something to watch. You know what I mean?
Please.
Tony Soprano's mom. You could do the thing that they did, basically, which is just have her come in and have just her mouth moving and be like, Tony!
That's a great idea because we have plenty of footage.
Yes.
Right. So now it could be like, you know, Kristen Bell. Like she could say the name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Eleanor.
Charlie Sheen from 2 and a Half Men.
Did he die?
He's dead.
They killed him.
Yeah, they killed him and replaced him with Wallace. That was Ashton Kutcher's character.
Yeah.
So
Ashton
Charlie's
Kutcher.
Dead. You think Ashton's dead?
Did he die on the 70s show?
It seems like he was about
it
to.
Was
the
so
way
long.
He was living
I
mean,
like,
so fast.
At least, like, we can assume now that that character is dead.
Okay, I got one. Ready for this?
Hit me.
The cast of Lost.
Okay. And the delivery was primo.
And that was so she is still alive in there because that is what I remember to be your normal
I believe
voice.
The hot dog walrus delivered that line.
You guys, thank you so much for bringing her back. Oh, my God.
That's what this episode was really about.
If you really watch a show and examine it, some of them are dead. Some of them are dreaming.
Okay.
And some of them are the imagined dream characters of the dreamers.
Okay.
So there's John.
Right.
John is a dreamer.
Really?
Yes. And that, and like, it's all the clues are there, and it's and everyone else is dead.
Okay, so John's the dreamer. Wait, yes. John's having the dream.
Yes.
A little bit of like a Newhart situation.
Newhart and Devin is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is, so is really into that Newhart reference.
Yeah. So it's all between Newhart show. And Dear John, I have a concern about your reference.
How old are you, hot dog girl?
I fear that you're becoming exposed.
I'm sorry. iCarly.
Hey. I can see why maybe the hair guy thought he should get a couple extra the hair things right. in there.
I know.
Because you might be 100 years old.
Grays, yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay, but I'm just concerned for you.
Well, Devin liked it.
If we can yeah. plug it. Of course no. Devin likes oh. it.
What is that supposed to be?
Buddy. Unfortunately, you know what it means. Yeah, we'll just plug in you saying, like, Russian doll.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Say, dude, just plug in this. Say, Russian doll. Okay. Say, okay, we can stop making TV shows now.
Okay. Russian doll. Okay, we can stop. Wait, Russian dolls.
Let's get it clean.
Okay, yeah, and okay. it is just Russian doll. Okay, it's dolls. Not Russian
okay,
dolls.
One doll. Okay, yeah. So just room tone really quick. Russian. Oh. All right, here we go. And Russian doll. We can stop making TV shows now, bitch.
Okay. Okay. Please don't say bitch.
Yeah, because we have it once in the theme song already.
Yes.
And that we're on the feds
okay,
about.
Okay. Okay. Right.
We're going
to. Okay. Russian doll. We can stop making TV shows now.
And I, did it was so hard for you to not yes. say, bitch, that now it almost felt empty. Is there something else we could say on the end of it?
Because
it
feels unfinished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. okay.
Maybe instead of bitch, you say something more playful like Snatch Adams.
Okay. 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 Let's see. What is it? Okay. Russian doll. We can stop making TV shows now, Boobs McGee.
Okay. I mean, I specifically wanted Snatch Adams.
I thought you said something like. I thought
yeah,
said,
no.
I mean, but Snatch Adams that's on is my of end of play it. On Patch Adams. Oh, but Boobs McGee. Yeah. I don't know who the person is that you're referencing. I'm sure there is somebody.
Yeah. I guess.
But I don't know who it is.
I was just looking
I guess
for,
even like, saying something like it, you could have said like Crappy Gilmore or something.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, so. Okay, but so how about this? Okay,
and surprise me. Okay, play sure. with it. Make
okay.
it your own.
Okay. Okay. Russian it. Doll. we can stop making TV shows now. Billy. Billy.
So we're committed to that.
We're so close.
Keep going.
We can stitch okay, this together.
How about, okay. We can stop making TV shows now, Billy Fattison. Like,
oh, phew.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.